Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, January 7th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning, and once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and we're going to start our conversation right away because all the lines are lit up. We're talking to V, Charmaine Roll, who knows Junkanoo. This is the person you call to analyze Junkanoo, and it's a privilege to actually have her in studio. We have a number of texts from Aaron Green's show on the clock that we want to read into the record, so I'm just going to start now. First of all, is your Junkanoo Rush sponsored, that you are being paid for this, or are you just doing it for the love?
No, I have a title sponsor, but I do need sponsors because, like I explained off air, I have a lot of things just sitting. I had some sponsors where I ran like 30 days outside of Junkanoo to give you the countdown. We had that sponsored. Then we had some sponsors for ship for some of the behind the scenes, but we're looking for a good sponsor to continue this throughout the year.
Especially the documentation of Junkanoo in
That's
general.
Correct, yeah.
I know we have a number of callers on the line. This is time to call now so we can include everyone in. I'm going to try squeeze everyone in. So if you want to call and participate in this, call now. So you can have Ms. Roll responding. Ms. Roll, let me ask this question at the top. Aaron was told that the Boxing Day parade was what kind of parade was it?
No penalty.
Mm-hmm. I was cool with that. And I said, okay, I understand all the hiccups in the background, right? No penalty. And all of a sudden I heard Fancy Dances won. I said, oh, good for them, right? That's new. They beat Colors. Because Colors is a mega group. We understand, right? Mm. Then all of a sudden, people from Colors come back and say, man, all kind of penalties are supposed to be laundry. So what kind of penalties are they talking about? I want to know if you heard anything about that.
No, I can't really speak to that because, like I said, they have an independent review committee. And it's so many days you have after the parade. You can't speak to the media. And then when it goes in and they review it, then they come out with the final scores.
So who win the big group?
I can't answer. I'm not sure as yet in terms of that. I know I saw a Chris Justiliano on saying that it was overturned. So again, we have to check with the JCNP to see if all of that is verified.
Wait, you confused me. I heard Fancy Dances win, and Chris Justiliano came in and said no, they did not win. It was overturned. And you saying you ain't sure?
I can't answer that.
Let me take a second just to read from the two headlines. In yesterday's Guardian, Colors name Boxing Day winner Justilian says. Colors Entertainment and Junkanoo organization leader Chris Justilian said yesterday that his group was named the official winner of the Boxing Day Junkanoo Parade for the B category after the Fancy Dances was initially declared the winner. The change in results came after Colors filed a protest over infractions observed during the parade. So here's the question. Is there a difference between a penalty and an infraction in the judging of parades? Is an infraction different from a penalty?
I think somewhat an infraction is different because penalties are levied at the gate. If an infraction came, is something that has to do majorly in the rules, and that's why I said I can't really speak to that because the JCNP has a board and not only the Independent Review Committee that write those rules, so I can't really speak to that.
So you're saying the rules may have changed since you were part of the judging process?
Yes.
Okay, now let's go to the call.
Fancy Dances miss out after title reversal. The JCMP reversed the results of the Category B decision in the 2024 parade after a protest by Group Colors, prompting Fancy Dances to consider legal action. Initially, they were the declared winners, and they say that the appeal decision, lost their title to Colors after an appeal decision that came 5 days after what the Fancy Dancers say was the stipulated 96-hour appeal window.
All of that we got to discuss. What group would come on Saturday? The Junkanoo talk?
They need to have
that conversation on Junkanoo. Go ahead.
So the question is, if there's a stipulated 96-hour appeal window, Fancy Dances said the decision came 5 days after that window. While you were part of that space, typically how long does it take the parade management team or the JCNP or whoever to come to a decision on an appeal?
It's the IRC, the Independent Review Committee, that makes the final call because the groups has after the parade, I think it's 48 hours. And then all of the scores from all of the groups are distributed to all of the groups. And so they have a chance to review those and then write mm-hmm. their protest in.
Okay. But just quickly with the language given, it seems that the question of what happened with this no penalty parade lies on whether there's a difference between a penalty and an infraction.
Correct.
Okay. So let's go to the callers. I see my guests are already here. So I'm trying to squeeze all of this in mm-hmm. to make sure I make space for these people. So, Aaron, start pressing these buttons so we get all these callers in and participate in this conversation. Go ahead, caller.
Mary.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry for calling back, but I want to explain something to your guests. Like Aaron Green say, we are, as Bahamians, I am a Junkanoo. Let me qualify. From 8 years old, I'm 61. I know every inch and everything about that parade when it comes to Junkanoo. I said that because of the logistics of boxing ourselves in a circle of Junkanoo, it creates a lot of problems. Those bleachers that are congesting the street, especially mm-hmm. everybody won't be in Rosslyn Square, mm-hmm. if we do a straightaway parade to the Eastern Parade, we can now displace those bleachers much better along the entirety of the route so the route don't be as crowded. And yes, I did say there was a rest spot. We go through Elizabeth either and we rest there or we rest through Victoria. Victoria have much more heat up and resting space. And then we come back onto Bay Street and head east for the remainder of the parade. It also eliminates Shirley Street, where my daughter, from she was 3 years old, had to stand up all night to try to accommodate us coming around on those parades. When everybody would have a main seat view with their bleachers all along Bay Street and barricade off. Everybody would have main street view. Then I can only give you a nutshell white paper. But if you have an imaginative mind, like what she's trying to do, then she would understand. That would be a much better route.
Okay, thank you very much. Go ahead, Aaron. Last question, I'm sorry.
No, we're good.
Good. So, like I said, I invite people to call in now so we can get Ms. Rowell to respond to these questions. But let's talk about the two parades and that synopsis again. You highlight some concerns you had regarding the start time. Mm-hmm. You say it suggests that 12 o'clock is a better time. I may have my concern about Junkanoo being shown or rushed during the daytime, and the groups are big, mm-hmm. right? There's also a concern about groups that should be clearly in Group B, that is, are in Group A. Mm-hmm. How does one make sure that doesn't happen again? Like one or two groups who are rushing in Group A shouldn't be there.
Well, again, it comes to a decision at the JCNP level where they have to vote and decide whether those particular groups should go to the B division. Now, I know a few years ago, we just recently started like 7 major A groups, but 5-6 years now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Back in the day, you just had 4 major groups, and then you had Valley Boys, you had Saxons, okay, you had Roots, and then you had One Family. Now, Genesis came out of Saxons, Roots came out of Valley Boys. Prodigal Sons came out of the Valley Boys. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when you have these groups like that, you're creating more persons to come in to join these groups.
I mean, it seems like that on the surface, but would it be better if we had 5 major groups? Now, I know you can't just tell people, but you can't be a Junkanoo group anymore. But the question is, do we have a large enough pool? Because the larger the Valley Boys and the Saxon grows, the larger the One Family and Roots grow, it seems, the smaller the older groups like Music Makers, Prodigal Sons grow,
yes,
right? Is that an internal thing? Do you think the Junkanoos will find balance automatically? Like the water will settle on its own, will level on its own? Or do we need an intentional intervention to figure out a better disbursement of Junkanoos?
And see, that was the topic all over Facebook this morning, talking about capping the size.
Yeah.
Right? But you can't really tell persons where they are to go. You understand?
Right, yeah. You can't force a person to...
And you can't just cap it like that. Because mm-hmm. one parade, you may have 500 people. The next parade, you have 300 people.
Because, you know, New Year's Day is be smaller.
New Year's be much smaller.
Yeah.
So you want to cap it. At some point, it's just that we have to put thinking caps on and thinking heads together and figure out how we're going to make it better. Now, like I said in my brief, the music makers may start recruiting, like now. Say like now, Junkanoo just over. you go into the schools, you go into the neighborhoods and stuff, recruiting people. Now, Bahamians, funny, they like say, oh, I don't like to go to the losing team, but you could make it a winning team.
Mm-hmm.
You could join up and make it a winning team.
Yeah, there's nothing nothing stopping it.
Just, okay, if some of the persons, like the bigger groups, they have more than 100 builders, just for example, Prodigal or the other groups only have 20 builders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you disperse that evenly, then you have a more level playing field. But you have to want to go there to assist them to come a little bit better. Mm-hmm. You understand?
And if I don't want to go there, let them fall flat.
Yes.
Okay. In terms, there's a question we ask members of the JCNP, who mm-hmm. owns Junkanoo? Who, no man said Junkanoo, talk about the parade itself, mm-hmm. that national parade. There's a question on, is it a national parade or is a parade owned by Junkanoo's that the government has just labeled it as a national parade? The Boxing Day Junkanoo.
I think the government sanctioned the JCNP to be in place.
So they're not independent of the government, you're saying?
At some point, many years ago, I think, under Perry Christie, that's when the Junkanoo's were complaining, because you know the government has the National Junkanoo Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so many years under the National mm-hmm. Junkanoo Committee, the groups were complaining, and so the government sanctioned them to then become sort of a by the
system. So it's ruled by the government then?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, because that's what they say differently. Go ahead, Aaron, because there's callers.
A statement, text came in, statement from the Fancy Dancers, mm-hmm. right? It's addressed to the Fancy Dancers. Here's how it reads. Fancy Dancers, we hope this message finds you well. We were in receipt of a protest from the Immortals group, and the particulars are as follows. We would like to take a moment to apologize for the recent communication oversight regarding the changes in scores after the adjustment in the step-down section. It has come to our attention that due to an error in the tabulation process for the step-down costumes, certain scores were unintentionally not submitted in the tablets, which affected the final results. Unfortunately, we were not able to inform every one of these changes as promptly as we should have, which led to a miscommunication. Please know that this was an honest mistake, and we sincerely regret any inconvenience it may have caused. In order to prevent this from happening again, we are taking steps to improve our communication processes, ensuring that future events are handled with the utmost transparency and accuracy. For ease of reference, please see below timeline, and this is from the Secretary Mitzi Archer of the parade management team. She's the secretary again. So I'm going to continue reading. Timeline. Protest received by the IRC, that's the Independent Review Committee, from the Immortals on December 30th at 10:09 a.m. Protest received by Aaron from the Immortals on December 30th at 10:16 a.m. New scores uploaded December 31st, 2024. After the recalculation of the scores, Colors Entertainment and Junkanoo Organization are the official winners of the B Division. We congratulate Fancy Dancers for their placement in the parade. We truly appreciate your understanding and patience throughout this situation. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out. Your continued support means a great deal to us. Thank you once again for your time and understanding. Sincerely, Mitzi Archer, PMT Secretary. That's Parade Management Team Secretary.
Good. So that's that. Colors Junction Group 1, the B Division for the Boxing Day. Let's quickly go to the callers right here. Producer Patrick, call it through me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Call. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
You're in the spirit, so I'll keep it up.
Yes, sir.
You know, there are two things I want to say quickly. One, I think they need to take out the competition or the Junkanoo. Let's stop worrying, but who come 42nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th?
But the Junkanoo's want the competition, though.
No, they take out the competition.
But the Junkanoo's want the competition.
Maybe, but a lot of things that we want, we don't get.
So you should say ban the Junkanoo's from participating.
Yeah, but another thing, too. If the Wally Boys can have the original Wally Boys and the Way Forward Wally Boys, and the two of them could bring 200 plus one members, and the music makers by themselves can't bring 200 plus one, or the Prodigal Sons can't bring, they need to do something with them. Stop giving them the government, stop giving them the people money. put them in, like you said, you were scared to say it, put them in the B category and maybe promote one or two B groups to the A category.
Yep.
I heard you.
Because, Prodigal Son and the Music Makers, they're not.
I hear you, Colin. I appreciate that. Just following that, and quickly, Mitch Rule, as we run out of time, Colors is as big as the Valley Boys, at least one of the Valley Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Surely they should be promoted to the A category. What's preventing them from moving from B
to A? That's the question you have to put to Colors. Put forward to Colors.
Or the sponsors who...
Or
government.
And see, another thing, when Genesis were in the B division, they only stayed in the B division 1 year, because when they first came on the parade itself, they were put in B. That's Genesis that mm-hmm. came out of the Saxons. They paraded as exhibition, and then the next year they came on. They went into B, they beat Colors, and then from when they beat Colors that 1 year, they didn't stay. They just move on to the A division. So you can be moved, but how do you move? That's the question that the JCNP.
The JCNP should make clear. Yeah. They mm-hmm. should publish, right? It should be certain, and it shouldn't be left to speculation how a group moves to an A group. Nuri, if I could just read... The Fancy Dances, I'm reading from Fancy Dances Miss Out After Title Reversal. The Fancy Dances have also accused Colors leader Chris Justillian of a conflict of interest, claiming he influenced the results by participating in the training of judges.
All Junkanoos participate in the training of judges.
All across the board, and B groups?
They have a committee there get people in from the different groups that teach music. They teach costuming. They teach, so it's a combination of all of them.
Go ahead.
In the training of judges. So the members of the Junkanoo groups participate in the training of judges?
Yes.
And so how would mechanism exist to prevent conflicts of interest if they make, because they arise, they exist, the place is too small. Having Junkanoo groups be a part of the training of the Junkanoo judges, it represents a massive conflict of interest. Is there a mechanism to prevent that?
The entire JCNP is made up.
I mean, I could be honest with you.
Of Junkanoo members.
I don't expect you to listen to my show like I listen to yours, but I talk about that all the time. The whole issue is that the JCNP represents a massive conflict of interest.
Let me just ask Mr. Rule this then.
Yeah.
Do you believe that if you join, like how you has your own Rush group, Junkanoo Rush group, and there's a JCNP, and there's the training mechanism, that when you join these organizations, you have to retire from participating in Junkanoo altogether?
No.
Okay. See? The idea is it will always be
the reason why I
people
say that,
who are in both.
Right, but so the point is there a mechanism to manage conflicts of interest?
Remember now, the parades are just gone. There were invitations sent out by the different group to invite legends to come and judge the parade. Legends did judge the Boxing Day parade, some of the Boxing Day parade. Now, and the thing about it is, I'm understanding that the legends did the major areas of the parade, like the off the shoulders, the banners, music, stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? And so the persons that they trained did the minor areas.
I mean,
in Junkanoo.
I just,
and so if
there was another mountain in the Bahamas, it would be called conflict of interest, because it's just piling up. And this is why I think it's so important. Can we see the forest for the trees? Because every question we ask today could have been answered by an organization that knows how to manage conflict of interest. Like the Junkanoos themselves, who are being penalized for taking too long, telling us that it what y'all talking about, it could take long. We how do we improve if the people who are being penalized are the ones who are pushing against the negotiations for improvement?
Good. I enjoy this conversation. We will have Ms. V. Shamin Rule join us again at another time. So we'll go in detail and analyze and interrogate aspects of the Junkanoo. We have our new guest from the Ministry of Culture coming in right next. We're going to take this quick commercial break, and whilst we do this transition, thank you very much, Ms. Rule.
Thank you so much, too.
Yes, I enjoyed myself. A wonderful day. We'll be back.
Show me Bala Boy on his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy? Shh. you don't want bullet hair, you say that. You know, she always say that's my good child.
So what are you doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and vinyl, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and we are live.
Of course, because Ministry of Culture is here. And anytime they're doing big events, I said, I'll make space for them to make sure, explain what is happening. It's going to be Culture at the Key. It's going to be this Friday, January 10th, at our Key from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. And the Ministry of Culture, the Division of Cultural Affairs, is having activities there. And I invited them to come and say, explain exactly what is happening and why should I spend my holiday of being free, right? My holiday of being free, celebrating Bahamian culture. So we have three representatives from the Ministry of Culture here. And I go in detail.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to be here with you, and good morning, Bahamas. Well, first of all, this wonderful event that we are hosting on Friday is free of charge.
I like free.
So you could get a full day of fun. You could win all kind of prizes. There's going to be beautiful entertainment and moments where you could learn information about our culture, and the whole day is free. So that's the first thing.
And when you say at our Key, where part of our Key exactly will it be?
This is going to be, of course, because we have performances, so it's going to be in front of the stage.
Okay. Right. And that's on the grass. That's on the grass
lawn. That's on the grassy area. Okay. That's correct.
And there's no entrance fee. I just need to show up.
No entrance fee. You just show up and enjoy yourself.
Tell Cecil he should bring a book.
Kind of book I can bring
it out. Doesn't matter once it's Bahamian.
Okay.
And that's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Simply because bring the book, and if you could bring the author too, the author could go on stage and read an excerpt from their book.
He'd bring in his own book.
Yeah. Well,
and the author.
He need to bring the books to sell because
yes.
One of the activities is the All Bahamian Book Fair.
Let's talk about that.
Why you ain't sign up yet for your space to reserve your space?
I know Ministry of Culture had an All Bahamian Book fair before.
And but, I saw you.
Yeah, it was a big deal because I didn't know we had that many Bohemian authors in the Bahamas.
And that was a drop in the bucket.
You had like 30, 40 different authors there. So you're trying to say you're bringing more authors again?
Yes, sir.
So, and these all Bohemian people, right?
All Bohemian.
And I can come and buy Bohemian books?
That is correct.
Tell me more about that.
We have had an explosion of new authors, new Bohemian authors, for an opportunity to showcase what it is that they do. And so this is an avenue for them to not only sell their books, they get to go on stage for 5-10 minutes and read excerpts of their work.
All right.
So people could see the quality of what it is that they're selling.
All right. And types of books. We have novels, short stories.
Poetry.
Do you have any comic book people out there?
I think we might have at least one for sure.
All my anime, cosplay, GOMCOM, all y'all who attended GOMCOM this year, y'all identify the people in your community making graphic novels and comics and bring them out to this All Bohemian Book Fair, please.
Yes, it's open to all Bohemians.
Coffee table book, photography.
All.
Professor Walks, I'm starting a series with her this month on her three-volume book on Bohemian music history.
Mm-hmm.
She could bring them out?
Yes.
Good stuff.
Is it too late for authors who was not aware that you're having this event coming Friday to say, man, I won't come. I won't participate. And if it is too late, who can I call for the next one?
Okay, so we're not turning anybody away.
Mm-hmm.
We will try to accommodate as many. Just don't show up on that morning and expect a space. That happened last year, actually. Mm-hmm. Person showed up and said, well, I wasn't sure who to call and I wanted to be a part. Mm-hmm. But once we get the information, at least by Thursday midday, we could make a call to the company and say, hey, I need some more tables. I need another tent. So, you know, make contact with us as soon as possible because we do have a link that we can send to you.
You'll have Jim Lawler on your list?
Mr. Lawler was there last year?
He just published a new book. Just a few months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We need to reach out to his daughter.
Lisa Feller.
Yeah.
She's Dr. Feller now. Yeah, Dr. Feller.
That'll be wonderful.
Awesome. I just thinking of the new books I've seen.
Any kind of books.
All Bohemian Book Fair, all genres.
Yes.
But Bohemian.
Yes.
Awesome stuff. Children's native show. I can see children limboing and tossing fire in the air.
I wish. Hi, what you saying, lady? Good morning, everyone. We will not have the fire dances for the children this time.
Okay.
But we definitely will have a wonderful accordion group. And these are the children from the Elmore School for the Blind.
Okay.
And they are excellent. There's a young guy. His name is LeBron.
That's our cousin.
That's our cousin
on this show.
Okay.
Morning, LeBron.
LeBron is bad out there on the accordion. So two of them will play the accordion. One will be on the recorder. Another one will be on the drums. Mm-hmm. And then we also have, of course, drama. Yeah, we have a radio drama. You remember the story of the three little pigs?
Yeah.
Well, we have changed it, and it is the three Billy Goats. Yeah, so it's
Gato, Cardo, and Nato, hey. I bugged them one time. Okay.
Yeah. So it's the three Billy Goats. So we had an opportunity to go into the schools. When I said we, myself, on behalf of culture, to go into some of the schools, and the School for the Blind is one of those schools. And we put together a radio drama with them. And so, yeah, it's going to be excellent, like, with the three Billy Goats.
Like the Fergusons of Farm Road.
There you go.
And
there you
know,
go.
The West End remix.
Thank you very much. Yes. So that's
good stuff.
And then I must also say that Prince Albert Drummers, I don't know if you know Fran Pratt, but the Prince Albert Drummers, they were there last year and they will be there again this year. You don't want to miss them. We also have a wonderful solo by Brunique Higgs. She's an excellent young up-and-coming singer. She's attached to Rashad Cunningham. Everybody knows him.
Yeah,
he just won a lot of awards for E. Clement Bethel, and so did she. And then this is going to be hosted by Kong Salad Kiari. That is the character's name. I used to play this character many years ago when they wanted me to come into the schools as Miss Daisy, and I didn't want to carry Miss Daisy, so we formulated a character under Veronica Owens by the name of Kong Salad Kiari. So now I'm 50 years old. I'm too old to play Kong Salad Kiari, and so I passed the baton on to a young lady by the name of Sabria Marie, and she will be the host of this short cultural show for kids, and she has gifts and prizes to give to children who answer trivia questions.
This is a family event.
This is a family event. You don't want to miss it.
Kong Salad Kiari could get old and tell the story from her perspective, but then it's the young Kong Salad Kiari that playing out the story.
There you go.
It's still life for you.
It's still life for...
Because I almost 50, I thought... Man, I have to stop now, making
Daisy,
comedy.
Miss Daisy, no, I still play Miss Daisy. Yeah. This one will be Kong Salad Kiari. So we're excited and have one or two monologues as well from kids. But next time, hopefully, with the fire and the limbo. But you never know, we may have a limbo competition.
Listen,
actually, guess what? We are going to have a limbo competition.
Jumanji Circus, the young people there.
Yes,
they be practicing it. Okay.
Yes.
Now, Bahamian Folktale Costume Competition.
Okay.
Yes. So the folklore costume competition, we're trying to bring back our folklore characters. So Babuki and Barabi, Luska, Chichani, the Garland woman. And so we are asking persons to, you know, create their own costumes. There are rules. Most of the costumes are going to be with natural materials because we're trying to bring back that traditional sense of costume making. So we have two categories for traditional Junkanoo and folklore characters. So you could either do a folklore character side or you could come from the traditional Junkanoo side.
I got to interject. No, I've got to interject.
Because I used to go on that.
I can talk about that now.
No drama with me, please.
I can start that up. No, I ran with Aaron. That's why. Is Aaron away? Go take him. Last week, Aaron and I had a row over what a Garland is. And since you are in charge of this folk tale character, that's why I said to stop Aaron because she could poison the well.
What is a Garland?
What is a Garland, please? Explain to me what is a Garland. Because Aaron trying to corrupt my mind. I ain't want to talk.
What type of animal is a Garland?
No. What is a Garland?
I am very young. You see how young I am.
Only in my 20s.
I only in my
20s.
Okay, I got this.
I got this.
I got this.
Okay, let's go.
I grew up in Fox Hill.
Hello.
That's the storytelling capital.
Come on now.
There you go.
All right.
Hold on. I in Fox Hill too.
That's what you the rich side. You don't come. Go ahead. Yeah, MP White.
His last name is White. Thank you. That's the truth.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
This story was told to me by my mother.
Yes.
She was born in 1940.
Uh-huh.
The story was told to her by her father, who was born, must be in 1919. So this is an old story. So this is how my concept of the Garland was formed. Whenever she told the story about the Garland wife, she said, the man went off to work and left the woman. The woman walked down to the beach, turned into this big black bird and say, a peck, a peck, a peck, what a foolish man, he married a Garland.
Good, because a Garland is a magical woman who could turn into a bird. Mr. Newry, the most important thing is you ain't never get catched by a Garland and you need to keep it that way. Right. Yeah.
So we can have a competition, a dress-up competition on what they think a Garland is?
Yeah.
Is that what it's going to be about?
Yeah, so it'll be their persons have entered the competition and it's their depiction.
How old are these persons?
Well, we've opened it to everyone. It's been available to the whole community, so you could have entered as young as 5 or as old as 95.
What can win?
You still have time. Okay. Actually, we have a fantastic prize. A cash prize.
Is it a man?
$5,000.
Is it a man? Because it don't make sense coming as a Garland if the prize ain't a man.
You could do various characters.
Okay.
Right. So there's various characters. We have various folk characters. So if there's a folk character that you could suggest one of your own. But we have a few.
Can I be a Bain Town woman from Pat Ramming's song, Bain Town Woman?
Well, you absolutely
could. I be a Fox Hill Gal for Lady Minna's song, Fox Hill Gal?
You can, but a part of the competition is that you also have to give a brief description or give the story of what it is that you are as well. Okay. So it's not just about coming and dressing up. You actually have to know the story as well.
I could be the bullfrog, dress up in soldier clothes, go on to the river to shoot some crows.
Once you could tell the story, absolutely.
Okay, young people, get on it.
So it's a variety of different concepts of folklore then. I could picture any story in Bohemian culture and then depict that.
Yes.
Because I never even considered the bullfrog dress up in soldier clothes as being part of the folklore.
Absolutely. But it's just that's just a measure of us now expanding the folklore stories now, right? Mm-hmm. So now it doesn't have to just be Babuki and Barabi, just Chichani, just the Gaulin woman. We now have other folklore characters that we could now experience and kind of delve into and figure out our thoughts on it and our depiction.
So how do I participate in this? When I say I, think about my child, right? Because I always like winning money. Do I need to pre-register her or I can show up?
Yes, you would need to pre-register. We do have a flyer that's also on our Facebook page. You can just follow that link and it'll take you directly to the form to sign up. Or you can just call our office and we can try to get you sorted out as well.
You don't say no numbers or anything, you know, you just expect me to know these things.
You can call us at 502-0601 and just ask for Miss Bo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good stuff.
What's a Bohemian Flicks?
Bohemian Flicks, so we did this last year as well with Moya Thompson, where we have Bohemian films that we're going to be showing as well. So we have things from animation. We have Nassau Rock, one of their episodes is going to be premiering at Culture at the Key.
Hold on, so a new episode of Nassau Rock is going to be premiering, or will we be seeing the premiere episode for those who didn't get to see it yet? Like
their pilot episode for persons who didn't get to see it.
Awesome. It's, guys, these young people worked so long, they ain't young people no more. But that's the dedication to the style of animation that they're producing. It is wonderful, Mr. Nuri. In fact, from our last show, I'm going to tell Charmaine Roll from Junkanoo Rush, we need a Guardians of Junkanoo. I wanted to connect her with Nassau Rock so we could do a cartoon called The Guardians of Junkanoo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, let's go on. Also, Flix, the X is plural.
X is plural?
F-L-I-X, the X is plural.
Flixes?
No, it's not Flixes.
Okay.
I mean, there's Fixes, but it's not Flixes.
Yeah, man, I'm so excited. Right. So there's cash prizes for the costume competition. And will there be trivia games or anything like that?
There will be trivia, but also for Bohemian Flicks.
Yes, so we have a brand new one. It's 10 minutes long, and it's called Jailhouse Rock. So this concept was originally given to me by Apostle Henry Higgins as a skit. Uh-huh. I turned it into a full-length play, and we've produced it for the ministry on a few occasions with students. But now we have turned it into a short film. And so Janico Pratt from...
I know the name.
You know Janico, he's from Struggles and Dreams.
Yeah,
Bright Light Productions.
Yeah.
He produced it for us. I had the privilege of directing the play and the film. And so this is exciting. So we're going to air that on that same
Tell
night.
Me Jailhouse Rock is when the police have to lock up like 17 badgering and his one prison guard, he got all of them.
I think you need to go into writing seriously because you have too much great ideas in your head. Soon as someone says something, you'll be able to just put a story together. Yeah. No, it's not about that, but it's about a young man who decided to get into a life of crime and drugs and had a change in prison. Yeah.
All right. Necessary story.
Yes.
The last time I attended a Culture at the Key, right, they had kiosks there where I could buy food and trinkets and Bohemian things. Mm-hmm. Will that still be there?
Yes, we'll have more. I don't think we're going to have the trinket vendors there, but we will have, there will be a few food vendors there, and a drink vendor will be there as well. But mostly we'll be focusing on the books and, you know, everybody selling the books, then the children's show, and of course, persons are going to be trying to get their money from the folklore costume competition because we do have prizes for cash prizes for first, second, and third place. So,
tell me how much so I could know how much I have to give the church after I win.
Okay, so first prize is $5,000.
What?
Yes.
First prize.
What? For, Both categories is $5,000. Now, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know it's very hard to get money out of the ministry. Yeah. Y'all know the ministry is now giving you $5,000 for you to depict your culture. Come on, you can't beat that with a stick.
Look here, dear young
Second
people.
Prize, $2,500.
What? Yeah.
Third prize, $1,500.
Man, look here, I need two
Both
young
categories.
People. I need two young
Give
people
me the categories.
To
Give me
the categories again. Bahamian folklore characters or traditional junkanoo. As you know, with traditional junkanoo, that'll be the newspaper fluff costumes, sponge costumes, straw,
rocks,
bush, and natural material. And that is what we're looking for.
A little ghost, a little couple
ghosts.
Yeah, we're
not looking for no tricks, and we're not looking for what you just rush with and what you use for New Year's Day junkanoo. That's not what we're looking for.
All those paper boys can come in practice.
Absolutely.
And anyone who have the spare sponges who can sew it up.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. And what about the people who use the coconut tree and take the bark and thing?
We want them.
They could come.
Oh. The coconut coir and the hut.
Natural.
Mr. Nuri, you need to figure this out right now. I need you to be Jerry Roker.
Can't find
Jerry Roker in town.
I ain't got to show up then.
Yeah, but I can be your wife and then we can explain how I find you, why you wasn't in town, and we can win the fight.
Come win this money.
You are one of those typical Ackland people who are married a cousin. How you going to be my wife if we really
Man,
need
you already married. It ain't typical. You already married. I like the set. Who already married.
See, it's typical.
That ain't typical. It's
typical. You like them Long Island people.
I mean, I don't mind them Long Island people.
I understand. You like them Long Island people.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm concerned with you and your cousins.
I just want to say that we'll have some other activities going on during the day. I love this particular activity. We did it last year. It was very successful. We want to repeat it again. It's called Trash to Treasure. Candace Marshall, she has a beautiful technique where she would use the old car tires and convert them to jewelry. And so there will be...
jewelry to furniture, anything,
yeah.
Anything almost.
So you can come and you can actually participate in a session and make a piece of jewelry. You make it, you take it at no cost.
Mm.
And guess what? I know you're going to like this one. This year, we're going to test out that oven out there on Arawaki, that
nice.
Rock oven.
We That's making nice. Bread?
Making
yeah,
bread.
We making bread.
I come
bread.
In as Pastor Henry White from James Sistine Elutra, the best bread maker in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
So we testing that out. We'll be testing that out.
Bahamian historical figure, man.
So we have yes. assistant director here, right, from the Department of Culture, right? And I want to know, again, remind me about your team, and will your entire team be out there on January 10th to support you and assisting and giving us information on where to go and what to try out and stuff like that.
Definitely.
Show some names too. Sorry.
Yeah, definitely. I'll give you all of the names. Just before I do that, I also want to say that we have an increase in individuals, Bahamians, who are making Bahamian board games. And so we will have several of them out there with their board games. You can sit and experience the game, and you can have an opportunity to purchase if you so desire. So
I can bring one game, Corinne Mitchell Grandchildren, make with, I think it's, I got it right there on my
board. It's called Jacks. That's what you throw the ball up and grab
the rocks.
I say the game Corinne Mitchell invent.
Oh, okay.
I say the game her grandchildren invent. Oh, you okay. know my Grammy was there at the beginning.
No, oh, okay.
so that'll be there, but yes, definitely the team will be in place. However, a portion of our team have to travel to Grand Bahama because you know the Grand Bahama Junkanoo will also be taking place at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we will have to split, but we're our most able team will be on the ground. Anya Bo will be in charge of the folklore costume competition. We have Therese Davis Nixon. She will be responsible for the children's native show. I will be on the ground dealing with the book fair, and our Moya Thompson will be responsible
for the flicks.
Yes.
Man, look here. We just need a sponsor to put up a big board so that y'all could actually broadcast the Grand Bahama Parade on the grounds for people mulling about and participating so we could bring them to Nassau via technology.
Yeah, that's a good
idea.
There
you idea. Go. Oh, she always have ideas. She always have ideas. The last time
you're I was coming here with this galling competition, are you excited?
No, I'm excited for the galling competition. I have an idea in my head. The last time in the culture show, right, there were a number of Bahamians who were passing through, right, especially participating inside the book fair. And they said, man, I didn't know I have books, right? And I want to make sure they have the opportunity to participate because I didn't realize we had so many authors in the Bahamas. And so those who are listening now, right, who wants to put their book or even say, well, I can't come, but I can send my book in or I can send my cousin to monitor my books. Give us the rundown on the procedure of registering the books, because I know you have a book registry too. Right, of who all authors, whatever it is, so you can call in the future. Give us all of that information so those who listen, who can participate, and those who want to participate can know who to call and contact, and so they be involved for the next one or be involved in this one.
Yes, so we do have the National Cultural Registry. We have since transitioned from one platform to the My Gateway platform now. So you can actually sign up for the National Cultural Registry through My Gateway. And once you're a part of that national registry, you know, you could receive communication from us regarding all of the opportunities when they come up. And again, if you are able to make it on Friday or send somebody to represent you on Friday, simply make contact with our office and we will send you the link. And you click on the link and just register so we can reserve your spot.
Man,
when you say reserve a spot, I need to pay anything? How does
no, it's free of charge. We just need to know your name and what it is that you're bringing. It reserves a table and two chairs. You mm-hmm. could bring any other paraphernalia, your tablecloth or what have you. Mm-hmm. But of course, because of the volume of individuals, you will have to share a tent space.
Okay.
Yes.
No problem. National Cultural Registry, all creatives need to sign on and make sure they're connected.
All creatives at all need time. To sign on,
right?
Yes.
Mr. Nuri, I got to go to a meeting tonight. I'm going to tell my people, I'm part of an improv troupe that's participating in a fundraiser for the Dundas. It's called Black Box Open Mic. And we have a meeting tonight. You know, every January you got to go to NIB. Everybody remember, every January you got to go to NIB to verify?
Yes.
Well, the Bahamian mythical characters, they have to verify as well with the National Mythical Society. And so I can talk to all of these by them and tell them about the competition, the Golan, the Yahoo, the Wahoo, the Yahoo, Luska, because we have to go and verify, because sometimes you fall off and you don't live up to the standard. Mm-hmm. Like I've been a bad Chikchani this year because I drink. Sometimes you mistake a drunk Chikchani for an owl. You just don't know, right? So I get go for my verification.
That followed the pine tree.
That was me.
Is there also a listing of Bahamian what the folk animals? What do you call them? Mythological animals, right? Because I know Erin started listing some, right? She mentioned Yahoo, which few Bahamians know about, mm-hmm. right? The Luska. What do people from Long Island have?
They have the jack-o'-lantern,
right? Andrus has about three or four. I know Cat Island has about three or four. The Garland is Cat Island. No, the Garland is Acklands. No, the Garland is Andrus.
I'm from Acklands and Andrus and Cat Island.
The Garland is Andrus. The Chikchandi is Andrus. But what about those that we start forgetting about?
Like Exuma.
I'm so happy you raised that question. Mm-hmm. Simply because we have a project that is sponsored by UNESCO that is called Intangible Cultural Heritage. And it is exactly that. All of the traditions and practices and the superstitions and even the recipes that come from every island, every community. That information will be secured and placed on a public platform. Like it's a two-year project.
Mm-hmm. Like we have at least 106 different ways to cook peas and rice throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you know that Aaron's ancestor used to sell ghosts. And we found articles in the newspaper where we just read ghosts.
You
didn't
believe me.
Ghosts.
Ghosts.
We used to teeth ghosts.
Like, boo.
Sell
boo.
Ghosts.
And we have newspaper articles where Bahamians sold ghosts in Andrus, and tourists would come down in the Bahamas and rent a ghost and have the ghost travel with them to the United States. It's a real thing. I want to know if that is being registered in the Ministry of Culture. At one point in time, Bahamians sold ghosts.
It's documented in the international media.
But it's a real story. This is true.
my great-great-grandfather and a long line of my family, we sold ghosts to tourists. I'd sell you a Chicchani.
Actually,
yeah.
The article's
important. Yes, I don't
understand. Y'all. I need to see.
Yeah, because
you don't want to see it. You either buying the ghost or you ain't buying the ghost.
I can say the article.
Why you want to see the ghost? It's a ghost.
And like, and few people know about the Yahoo of Abaco, who's a kidnapped woman. Right, and they're short and how they feed backwards and stuff like that. These are stories that we used to tell at yesteryears, mm-hmm. and that we start forgetting these stories.
Right,
right.
I remember growing up in the Foxhill community, they used to talk about the greasy man.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't behave, the greasy man come in for you.
Mm-hmm. Cautionary tales,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if I had known that, Nuri, then I wouldn't have been walking down Step Street to go shoot pool at Ed White's bar in the night. My neighbors, hey, where you going, miss?
The greasy man. You lucky the greasy man ain't grab you.
And so conversations like this is why we wanted to do this competition. This is us just trying it out for the first time. This is the first time we're doing anything like this. Mm-hmm. Because we have realized that the conversation about folklore characters, and we kind of are losing that whole intenseness. Because I remember when I used to travel to Andres, I was so scared of the Chichani coming to get me. I behave. You know what I mean? Like, I was sure to behave and make sure I go with the group and make sure I stay with anyone stray. Because I sure the Chichani was coming for me.
It's a kidnapped little kid.
I'm telling you. Yeah. So nobody could have told me that was not what was happening to me if I straight. So, you know, things like that we want to bring back. We want to bring back those stories. We want to have these conversations again.
Does the Department of Culture still hear about the Boogerman? Because I don't hear any stories about the Boogerman, but I knew when I was younger the Boogerman.
Oh, yes.
But does the Boogerman still exist in the Bahamas?
Yeah, I mean.
Ancient man say so. He got the song, the Boogerman.
And the Boogerman, he's in this competition. He's one of the characters that we have listed just to give suggestions in case persons needed suggestions.
That's the boy whose teeth, the light. I see the light on and then all of a sudden it go on like somebody teething.
Right.
It's the Boogerman.
He have an accomplice in BBL.
So let me see what time it is.
Bringing people laughs. Yeah, so, man.
Aaron, I can allow you to do the summary out and read what's happening on this Friday. Today is Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday the 7th.
And it's Thursday.
Hold on. What is Friday?
Friday's the 10th. Friday's on the 10th?
It is the 10th, sir, but Friday is also majority rule day. So I want to throw in a little plug here. Maybe try it out. Maybe some historic figures as well align to majority rule. They, like, whoever convinced the women them to vote UBP in 1962, bring that character out for the costume character, right? But just remember, guys, that this wonderful event, Culture at the Key, is taking place on the majority rule day holiday. So you got the whole day off already.
Yes.
Friday, January 10th, 2025. Arawak Key will be on the lawn and they're going to fire up the stone oven. 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. is the All Bahamian Book Fair.
Yes.
3 p.m. to 5 p.m. is the Children's Native Show with some of the most amazing performances, including the Prince Albert Drummers and Braun and his crew of accordionists. And then it's 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., Bahamian Folk Tale Costume Competition, open to all ages. First prize in each division is $5,000. Second prize is $2,500. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Bahamian Flicks, including a premiere, if you haven't seen it yet, of the first episode of Nassau Rock. Plus, we have a 10-minute short Jailhouse Rock as well. Look at this. We on the rock and the young people know it. This is great. Miss Nuri?
Oh, man. I'm impressed with that. Thank you very much. You didn't give the names.
Numbers to call. 502-0601. 502-0601. And register at the National Cultural Registry on mygateway.com.
Quickly, your team. We're here
yes,
now.
Yes.
You've been speaking to today.
You've been speaking to Portia Sands, Assistant Director of Culture. I hope to see you on Friday.
Anya Bow, Cultural Officer for Fashion. See you on Friday.
Therese Davis, Cultural Officer responsible for Theater. See you tomorrow.
And this handsome guy here, C.A. Nuri.
And this is Aaron Green, Cultural Officer responsible for Chicchani.
Yes. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.